Welcome to the Experience Points Podcast, episode number 10 for the week of January 28th, 2009. Welcome back to the Experience Points Podcast. I'm George Albor.
I'm Scott Juster.
And we are the co-creators of experiencepoints.blogspot.com, a site dedicated to serious but not humorless analysis of video games and culture. And today we're talking about Ben Fritz from The Variety's opinion piece regarding Sony's troubled times.
Mm-hmm. Woes, if you will.
Their economic woes that, you know, they're feeling, but other people are feeling as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Fritz suggests that the reason might be that Sony is considered too artsy for their own good.
He starts out, and of course, as always, we'll put a link up to the article. He starts out the article citing the conventional wisdom. Sony's doing the worst in terms of amount of consoles sold and the profit that they're making off of them and market dominance overall. They're just not doing as well as they would have hoped, and that Kaz Hirai thinks that they are doing in his head.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the surprise is just coming from, I think, the fact that Sony has done so well with their PlayStation 2,
mm-hmm.
that they're not living up.
And the kinds of inroads they made with the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, and, you know, when you watch that flounder and you watch PSP flounder, you know, it's a little sad seeing someone that's been such a powerhouse lagging behind in such a big way.
And not necessarily because the content is bad. And so he uses the idea that maybe Sony's perceived as being too artsy to jump off into a discussion about the kind of aesthetic and the kinds of games that Sony has been putting out, and you know, thinking about how they compare to the other things on the market. And so we like this because, you know, he's talking about art and he's talking about the artistry of making games and the artistry of even of the console. So we just wanted to explore some of the ideas that he started putting out there and just give our own spin on it. So I guess the first thing that we should talk about is when we say, is it looking too artsy? There's a lot of different factors that could be leading to that image,
right?
Of being too artsy.
Well, when you think of something artsy, what do you think of?
I think of something that might not be. Gosh, that's a really weird question.
Because I mean,
I think of something that might not be conventionally accepted by a huge group of people, which the PlayStation 3 isn't.
Yeah, that's true. But you could say the same thing for things that aren't artsy, like, you know, tortured porn or something, you know.
But I
weird
mean,
stuff that people might be.
But tortured porn is popular. I mean, look at Saw and Hostel
and all those things. When I think artsy, I think of those really. I'm not a fan of it, and it's okay if you are, but those paintings at the MoMA that are just a solid one color, and it irritates the hell out of me.
Oh, so it's like a canvas, and
I mean something that is really just it's so hard to swallow because it's hard to relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, you know, certain movies that people call too artsy because you can see the deliberate creation of something that the author or auteur wants to make that is art,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't know if I see that in Sony necessarily,
or even the PlayStation 3. I mean, we talked about this in the past on the blog, and Ben Fritz talks about this in his article, that the PlayStation 3 is a bit more refined seeming than the other two consoles that are out there now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the way that it looks, it's very smooth, slick, everything's a curve on it. There's no power brick, it's all inside. Even though it's big, it's a very self-contained machine.
Right.
Which is artistic, you know, it looks like a sculpture more so than the Wii.
Yeah, and I like that. I like that a lot. At the same time, that should be a good thing. I mean,
yes.
it doesn't feel like the design of the console itself should make people feel unwelcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take a look at really fancy, nice cars, you know, things from the 80s, like a Chevy Chevelle or something.
DeLorean.
I mean, the curves are well placed. It's a very beautiful creation.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe it's compact or even futuristic, you know, car ideas that you see pop up on the net every now and then. They look really nice and they don't necessarily scare people away.
You know? I think sometimes, though, the aesthetic of it does hurt Sony, because I'm no longer a big fan of the DualShock controller anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're keeping it, one, on a branding level, because it's very recognizable. Two, for a standardization thing. Mm-hmm. But I also think there's a look, just a philosophy behind it. Like, this is the best controller we can do. It's very symmetrical. The buttons all have mirror images of each other on other sides. And I don't think that's necessarily the best way to handle a control. Like the Xbox, the analog buttons are offset.
Yeah.
One of my favorite controls of all time was the GameCube, that had amorphous buttons mm-hmm. that molded to your thumb so you could press them at the same time easily.
Yeah.
You know, and I think sometimes that artistry undercuts what they're trying to do, which is make games playable.
Yeah, I could see that. I also always felt that the PlayStation 3 and even the controls seemed really fragile. It didn't seem like something that I could mess with and rough around with. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of mainstream appeal, I think, from, you know, Nintendo cartridges, because you could just throw them around and, you know, nothing would happen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same goes for, you know, the Xbox is kind of a big, clunky, hard plastic shell. Same with the controllers.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like I'm holding something that, you know, should be framed, you mm-hmm. know, or that might shatter in my hands. Mm-hmm. The PlayStation 3 controller is pretty light.
It's pretty light, yeah. I mean, especially, have you ever played one that doesn't have the DualShock in it?
Mm-mm.
That's incredibly light, because there's no motors in there to make the rumble. And so the thing is like a couple ounces. I mean, it's crazy light. But anyway, so that's the hardware side of things. And I think, you know, I like the PlayStation 3, how it looks. I mean, just the kind of design philosophy that they have for
it. Yeah, but
it.
You're an artsy schmuck, so... Yeah.
I am an artsy schmuck. I mean, look at this Rembrandt on my ceiling that we're looking at now. Yeah, and there's the Mona Lisa that I stole the other week, too.
And some candle sculptures.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So let's get into the content of it, because I think this is actually where he was going. Is the content of the PS3 too artsy to be popular? To sell well.
I mean, when I think of the best games on the PlayStation 3, they're absolutely artsy. I mean, they're gorgeous looking.
Like...
You know, the sound... Pixel Junk Eden.
Yep.
Flow and Flower, soon to be released. You know, Ben Fritz gives an example. Echo Chrome, which, you know, it's simple, but it's definitely an artsy game.
Well, and it's literally... I mean, it's based on art. M.C. Escher paintings, you know. You're in an M.C. Escher painting, rotating it around. That is an artsy game.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of the best games that I can think of, even something, you know, like Assassin's Creed on the PlayStation 3, you know,
but
it's also an Xbox
game.
Yeah, but it looks really good, and it doesn't feel like it clashes with the hardware.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe what I'm saying is that I feel that the games that are artsy or that look very beautiful feel as if they're at home on the PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe another game that is less artsy wouldn't have that same feel.
Maybe. Well, and there's a difference between people not buying a game or playing a game because it seems a little bit full of itself and highfalutin, and the idea that they're not buying it or playing it because it's just not being marketed correctly.
I think that's where Sony's messing up the most.
Because, like, Little Big Planet, there is a problem with Little Big Planet, and the problem is the marketing. I mean, we saw advertisements for Left 4 Dead in downtown on
huge
billboards.
Huge posters, yeah.
And I mean, that's something that I think is way harder to market, because you can only hit a very small audience, because you can't really hit young kids.
Young kids are not into zombies.
They should not play that game because it's way too violent. You can't really hit people that haven't been playing a lot of games or haven't been very experienced with first-person shooters, because it's a pretty intense game to start learning on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not something a brand new person might want to play. And you can't hit people that want to play games with their complete family, because, again, you run into the kids thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Little Big Planet, you can market to all of those people.
It feels like Little Big Planet could sell itself. It's so gorgeous, and the Sackboys are really cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put up a couple ads of a Sackboy smiling, and people are going to be intrigued.
I saw Fallout advertisements online while I was watching ComedyCentral.com. And if there's Fallout advertisements, there should be Little Big Planet advertisements. Because that is, like, Fallout is much harder to sell, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you got to make it appealing enough, but you don't want to scrub it clean of the gritty feeling that it has. And
yeah.
So you have to strike this weird balance. Little Big Planet is something that is so striking visually that if you just put it out there, I got to believe people will come.
But, I mean, one of the things is, do you think that the reason that that's the case is because Sony also sees themselves as artsy. Maybe they don't think they need to market mm-hmm. in such an aggressive way. Or the other end of it is, do you think that people who do see those ads still interpret the PlayStation 3 as artsy or, you know, not as accessible as the Xbox? You know, watching a Little Big Planet is all fine and dandy, but when people are making a decision to buy a $400 piece of hardware, other thoughts go into their head. They might look at what other games are on sale.
Well, that's one of the... We should keep that, what you just said about the price, for a little bit later in the conversation, because I think that's also an important part. Yeah. But as far as, do you think Sony thinks that they need to advertise their stuff, I think that the old guard in Sony, like the Kaz Hirai type people, who are just extremely arrogant about what they have on their hands... You know, they're extremely arrogant about how they design the PlayStation. Like, it's really hard to develop for by all information that I've heard. Mm-hmm. And it's something that they had such a huge success with the PlayStation 2, they just figured they would be the market leaders. Like, I read this interview with Kaz Hirai saying that, oh, Sony is still the titular leader of the video game industry. And it's not based on any numbers. He's just, like, philosophically, he thinks Sony is the leader of the industry. And that's a crazy idea to have.
Was this the same interview where he said that he didn't see the Nintendo as in the same market?
That was another one. Okay. I believe this was the same interview where he said that that because it was so difficult to design for, that was a good thing. Because it only let people who knew what they were doing design games for it. So because it was hard to design for, that was actually good because people had to like earn their development chops or something like that.
You mean for the PS3?
Yeah. Which is insane because it's just not backed up by what has happened. Yeah. The Xbox is really easy to develop for. That means the Xbox gets the best versions of the games. Mm-hmm. And then you have to do a port job for PS3. And it tends to not go over as well. We're just now getting... I feel like we're just now getting to the point where PS3 and Xbox games are of like quality. Mm-hmm. You know, just because, you know, if you develop something for Xbox, have to port it over to PS3, it's not going to work as well.
Yeah. The idea of, you know, the ease of development is pretty interesting. Because you do get artsy games on the Xbox, and Ben Fritz mentions World of Goo and Braid as two examples mm-hmm. That you don't see on the PlayStation 3. But I guess part of it is that if it's so easy to make, a lot of people are going to be making tons of different games. Yeah. So even though Xbox Live Arcade is full of crap, mm-hmm. there's also a few gems that poke out. Mm-hmm. But the people who aren't necessarily into the artsy games, because Braid wasn't well received by a large number of players, can find their kick from other Xbox Live Arcade games.
You just have a larger audience, and there's more crossover. There's more cross-pollination of games when you have a bigger audience like this.
Yeah.
And so, as far as the software goes, I just think, sure, like, there might be more artsy stuff on the PS3, but they're just doing a really poor job of marketing it. Like, people will not... Like, if you build it, they will come is a weird philosophy to have with Little Big Planet, because it's just not been borne out. Yeah. Like, the games that do really well are games that have marketing behind it. Mm-hmm. And that's always been the case. You know, like, when they release... Remember when they released Metroid Prime 3? Mm-hmm. They were all disappointed with, oh man, not a lot of people are playing this. They didn't advertise it.
Yeah.
At all. And it's a Metroid game. Like, you would think Metroid could sell itself, but it can't.
Yeah. That's...
Games just don't sell themselves.
And the same goes for everything. I mean, if you don't market, you know, if you put a show on Friday nights at 10 o'clock, it's probably not going to do too well, you know?
Yeah, think of how many iPod commercials you see. Yeah. You would think the iPod could sell itself, but they spent a lot of money selling the iPod.
Yeah, I mean, and part of it is you build that brand recognition, you know? And Sony's lost that, and I don't know if they recognize that they have.
Yeah, I don't know either, because it's definitely... I always judge which video game console is the popular image of video games by if you're watching a cartoon or something, and they draw a, quote, generic video game controller. Mm-hmm. What does it look like most? And it used to look like an NES controller. Mm-hmm. Then it looked like an N64 controller because they would always play with three prongs. And then the generic cartoon thing became a DualShock.
Yeah.
And now it's an Xbox. It's like kind of like a roundish, you know, hamburger style controller.
Yeah.
And that's the Xbox controller. So clearly, like, the hamburger. You know, the generic Xbox, I mean, the generic video game has now become an Xbox.
Yeah.
So they don't have that brand recognition.
Do you find that it's pretty disheartening then to see Sony spend so much effort on something like PlayStation Home, which is just, you know, a debacle.
Oh, yeah, jeez.
And, I mean, I'm curious to know what you think about the software options you have on, like, PlayStation Network, mm-hmm. or even the, like, user interface that Sony has on the PS3. Because I'm wondering if people who are artsy, the artsy developers, you know, the one who made that, what was that weird interactive narrative? Did you ever play that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's called something of shadows or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like yeah. Realm of Shadows or something.
I didn't play that because I think I would have had to pay for it, and I was like, okay. That's...
Because, I mean, even other artsy forms will find that niche, and it could be popular, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're considered artsy, well, you're still drawing in the artsy crowd. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that crowd is necessarily there for gamers, and I also don't know if... It's just not necessary. I mean, you don't need to only do that. I'm curious to know, though, what you think about the PlayStation Network's indie games, and if you think that it's drawing developers who feel more at home on the PlayStation 3 because of a perception of artsiness.
I mean, that could very well be the case. Like, Q Games, they're the ones that do the Pixel Junk series. Pixel Junk Racers, Pixel Junk Monsters, which is Tower Defense, Pixel Junk Eden. There's going to be a few more Pixel Junk games, too. And so I'm sure they've signed some kind of exclusive contract, but they feel very at home on the PlayStation, mm-hmm. and they are a pretty artsy studio. I think for people, like for me, I really enjoy the interface of the PlayStation because it feels like they took a long time to set up the cross-media bar. It makes more sense to me. It feels more refined than Blades. It feels more... It's more unified than the Wii interface because you could get it at any time now. You don't have to go back out to the Wii menu and click on the boxes and stuff. I think as far as craftsmanship goes, I really enjoy it, probably most out of all three consoles. I just don't, you know, again, that stuff doesn't sell systems.
Yeah.
You know, game.
We have the best user interface.
Exactly. And
$400.
Well, I think we should go into that now that you said $400. I think that's another sticking point. Like, artistry is all well and good until you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, $400 is just a lot of money for people to pay. And it's just a big chunk for people to put up right in the
beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning. Because Xbox, we talked about this a lot. So Xbox is what, $300?
Mm-hmm.
To get a wireless adapter for your Xbox, it has to be proprietary. Unless it doesn't have to be proprietary, but you have to be pretty tech savvy in order to set up a non-proprietary Xbox wireless thing. Like, you know, your mom and dad will not be able to set up a wireless bridge for your Xbox. they'd have to buy the Microsoft one, mm-hmm. and that's like $100.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
There's no way that technology is worth that much. And so right off the bat, if you buy an Xbox and a wireless thing, it's already $400.
And then if you're one of the consumers who, or you know, maybe your mother bought you an Xbox Core,
mm-hmm.
and then you want to upgrade by getting a hard drive.
Yeah, I mean they're selling hard drives that are insanely overpriced. I mean, they're selling, what are they selling? Like 20 gigabyte hard drives, yeah. and it's like $60 or something like that.
It's ridiculous considering how cheap hard drive space is.
Yeah, I mean, if you're paying any more than $1 a gigabyte, you're getting ripped off.
Right.
I'd say if you're paying any more than 70 cents a gigabyte, you're getting ripped off.
Right, and then you figure, you know, Xbox Live Gold membership is $15 a month.
Yeah, and on PS3, that's free.
I mean, and that's why I think that it comes to a marketing issue.
Yeah.
Because Sony could easily say, look, we have a better deal. In the mm-hmm. long run, we are more cost effective.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great games are cross-platform.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be missing out on that much if you decide to go the route of the PlayStation 3.
Most of the games that we're playing right now are all cross-platform. I'm playing Bioshock. We just played Prince of Persia. You're playing Fallout.
Yeah.
We're probably going to play Dead Space pretty soon.
I mean, there's other issues about ease of downloading and, you know, whether or not you want the use of, you know, because the Xbox has their pros, you know, their friends list, I think is pretty good.
I think their online community is way better.
But, I mean, in terms of price, the PlayStation 3 could be more aggressive with their marketing of that. Mm-hmm. And same with the content, you know. I don't know how many bundles PlayStation 3s has made. Was there a Little Big Planet bundle?
Not in America, which is another problem. Like, if you really think that Little Big Planet is a system seller, put it to the test and bundle it with the system.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, same goes for Killzone 2. You know, the biggest game they have out, you know, going for them right now.
Exactly. And they think that's going to be really big. And I haven't been seeing commercials for it. And that means that's a problem.
Yeah. And you're going to need to stand by your product, even if it's bad.
Yeah.
even if you have a bad game, stand by it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe Kung Fu Panda and Lego Indiana Jones were great, but the fact is Xbox made a bundle that they thought they could sell.
Yeah.
It was not representative of the vast number of blockbuster titles for their console.
Yeah.
They made a strategic choice to tap the market that Nintendo was already tapping.
Yeah.
Sony hasn't put in any effort to do that,
yeah,
from the, you know, the way I've seen.
Yeah.
And if saying you're artsy because you're not targeting the McDonald's people, mm-hmm, and, you know, the majority of Americans who don't know a console from a microwave,
mm-hmm,
you know, sure, maybe you're artsy, but
maybe,
you know,
that's why I don't like my PS3. I've been putting a Hot Pocket in it, and I've been putting a Little Big Planet in my microwave.
Hot Pocket.
Yeah. Well, I think then that it's just too bad then, because it seems like it's not the artistic quality that is hurting the PS3. It seems like it's just poor corporate decisions.
And that's the weird thing too, is because if you do bring in the games that aren't considered just artsy, and I think Killzone 2 is considered one of them,
mm-hmm,
you know, and all, yeah, the other cross-platform games,
yeah,
the fact is you've got a wide range of content, mm-hmm, with artsy games. That's,
yeah,
exactly the type of console experience I want.
Yeah.
I want to be able to play Gears of War and then pick up, you know, Flower,
yeah,
or, you know, Heavy Rain, and, mm-hmm, and these games coming out in the year. They could sell it to me really well.
Mm-hmm. But they just don't bother to.
They don't bother to, and maybe it's because they are aware. Maybe they really do think that they want to go into this strategically. I mean, one of my fears is that they think so strongly that they're going to have this longevity,
mm-hmm,
with their hardware,
mm-hmm,
that they're going to establish some form of identity ahead of time so that when their PlayStation 3 does start to sell, you know, it'll keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you think that's kind of interesting? Because so do you think they are trying to... Right now, I think most people would say that the console video game market is broken down into traditional consoles, which is PS3 and Xbox, and something brand new, which is the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wii is starting... The Wii is bringing a new way of doing video games into the home, which is a focus on inclusive, skewing casual. You know, it's not... It won't have Fallout because it doesn't have the graphics or anything, but also philosophically, it won't have Fallout because you can't play multiplayer on it.
Yeah.
But PS3 and Xbox are doing the traditional thing, which is their new consoles were basically graphical upgrades and hardware stuff, so you could do crazier games.
Yeah.
Like you could have more things on screen, you could have more players play at the same time,
right,
online. You know, they weren't going with a different philosophy. So do you think maybe PS3 is then trying to carve out a third philosophy here?
I think that's what it is. And I think your quote of saying that they think they're the titular game console,
yeah,
even though they're being outsold, is representative of that philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to carve out some form of identity for themselves that is separate from both the Xbox and the Wii. So that when people, you know, maybe they're banking on the fact that people will get bored with the Wiimote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people already are. I know, mm-hmm, I am. So, you know,
well, that's because you haven't played Zack and Wiki yet.
I think they're hoping that, you know, maybe in 2009, maybe in 2010, well, I mean, as soon as possible, and,
mm-hmm,
as far as they are, you know, mm-hmm, thinking, that at some point people are going to realize, you know, I want to play games in a serious way, and the Wii's not providing me that,
mm-hmm,
and the Xbox... You know,
well, the Xbox, not... maybe they're thinking like, oh, the Xbox is just more of the same. I don't want to be a space marine anymore.
Yeah.
So I'll pick up a PS3.
And the Xbox has marketed themselves as that. You,
mm-hmm,
know, they're heavily marketing Gears of War 2, and then there was that bundle where they're kind of trying to represent themselves as very similar to the Wii.
Yeah.
With, you know, cost cut and that core system with just,
mm-hmm,
the arcade available and all that stuff. They're trying to pick up within the niche that Nintendo has created.
Yeah.
I think Sony's banking on covering the rest of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so far that hasn't worked, and maybe the strategy will work in the long run. I wouldn't be surprised if the PS3 did have a really long, you know, lifespan.
Hopefully. I mean, because if they're trying to create something that's essentially a boutique kind of hipster thing, you know, they're trying to create a boutique hipster product here.
Yeah.
You pay a little bit more for it, but it's not, you're not one of the quote-unquote masses. You have this kind of sleek interface that's minimalistic, but also is not widespread accepted, but you can kind of arrogantly say that it makes more sense than an Xbox. Like, it seems like they're trying to, like...
I'm gonna go get one now.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it just seems like they're shooting for this very small market of people that would buy into their same philosophy, and I don't think it's a very sustainable way for them to be doing things.
I think they're misjudging it entirely. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree. I don't think that market is there, and that market isn't strong enough to sustain them. Not yet.
And, I mean, I think it's... a problem too, because every once in a while I think to myself, oh, well, you know, maybe I should just pick up an Xbox as well so I can, you know, so I can play Gears of War. Mm-hmm. And if they were to broaden their philosophy a little bit to include more of these people that are on Xbox type stuff, I think it would be a better thing for them, because then I wouldn't feel so much like, well, you know, I could always go over to your house and play Xbox, but, you know, I'd feel more okay with not having an Xbox at my beck and call at all times.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. But now I always feel like, oh, there's something a little bit missing, because I do have that boutique experience all the time for my PS3.
Yeah.
But I don't have the popcorn experience as much.
And I think I get the same thing. You know, every time I see someone playing Little Big Planet, I want that game so bad.
Yeah.
You know, and a price cut, I think, will open the doors for them. And I think it's going to happen this year, you know, sooner rather than later, preferably.
Man, it'd just be so rough, because they're already losing money on every single one they sell. I think they've just boxed themselves in here. Like, what could they possibly do? Maybe God of War 3 will get them out of the rut.
Just go really artsy, start selling the PlayStation 3 for like $800, cover it in cashmere, you know, have installations at the MoMA.
Well, some of their games are like installations at the
MoMA. Get like Andy Warhol to have like a, you know.
I'm going to take a picture of my PS3 on a 2x2 grid, so there's four of them, and have each one of them be a different chromatic color.
Oh yeah, no, it could be good. That's a system seller.
That's a system seller. A little mole on it, like Marilyn Monroe, right below the PS3 sign.
Awesome.
Okay, well, if you want to weigh in with what you think the PS3 is it a boutique? Is it too artsy? Is it just another video game system that we're reading too far into? You should...
I vote C.
I vote D, all of the above. You should weigh in on experiencepoints.blogspot.com. Leave us a comment.
You could also email us if you'd like, and we're experiencepoints@gmail.com. And, you know, we always like those personal tips, suggestions, and comments, and concerns, and insults. So keep them coming.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to hearing what kind of conversation this starts. And until next time, regardless of if you're a artsy hipster boutique, a popcorn munching Xbox player, or just a Wii guy like everyone else.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Have fun.
Bye-bye. Every time we